Listening to sermons as we go about our days, driving around or doing our work, is a perfect reminder of our Lord's promises and of His mercies. This is the mission of Upper Room Media: to make the Word of God accessible to anybody and everybody.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto the ages of all ages. Amen. Good morning, everyone. Christ is risen. Truly, He is risen. This is the greeting that we greet each other for the next 50 days, is that Christ is risen, truly He is risen. It is truly our hope that we have hope in the resurrection. The Holy 50s is a season of hope. The Holy Church, our church, puts this and concentrates and helps us concentrate on hope. We could exist with a lot of things, without a lot of things in life. We could exist with food for just a little, without food for just a little bit. We could exist without drinking for a little bit. We could even exist for a little while without air. But hope is something that we need and that we have to have. And this is the season of hope. Some of our prayers in the church says that we hope in the resurrection. This is truly a season of hope. And hope is not this wishful thinking or optimism. There's a difference between hope and optimism. Optimism is more personal trust in yourself, versus hope is something that is theological, something that is more a personal trust in God. It's not about what you think of the situation, but it's what about God thinks about you. It's a permanent trust in God. And over the last few years, some of us maybe have lost our hope. Some of us have lost, and we have been through a really rough year. Some of us have been having rough times in our marriages. Some of us maybe have lost loved ones. Some of us have disappointed dreams, and that they didn't receive or they didn't achieve the goals that they wanted to. Some of us are struggling with sin and addiction. Some of us are hurt by others. Some of us are still holding grudges towards people. Some of us says that they're stuck in the past because of something they've done in the past, and they can't let it go, and that there is no hope for them. And the gospel is clear that there is always hope. Where do you get this real hope? It's from what we fasted for 55 days, and what we are celebrating now over the next 50 days, and what we celebrate over every Sunday, which is the resurrection. In reading scripture, we always need to remember that we need to do this in the light of Christ, of His greatest message. And His message is to be compassionate as your Father in heaven is compassionate. Be sure that God knows and sees your deepest needs, your deepest hurt. He does see those. He understands them. Why? Because He was incarnate and He has experienced it. And He knows exactly the cure and when to apply that cure and how to apply that cure. This past weekend, or this weekend, we hear of two different declarations. Yesterday in the gospel, we heard from the gospel of St. Luke, chapter 9, verse 35, and it says, "A voice came out of the cloud saying, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom hear him.'" And today we hear a declaration from Thomas, and he says, and he answers, says, "My Lord and my God." These two declarations should bring us to a place of hope and healing. Thomas was really deeply wounded by the crucifixion, just as all the other disciples were at the time. They all reacted to the empty tomb in different ways. Yet we pick on Thomas, so today I'm going to defend Thomas. I have a soft spot for Thomas. You know, he has a bad rep, so we're going to correct that. Because his way that he reacted to the resurrection is no different than many of the other apostles and disciples reacted to the empty tomb. Every disciple responded in their own different way to the empty tomb and to the resurrection and to the crucifixion. And when I say disciple, I don't mean the 12 apostles. I mean those that followed Christ. Every disciple responded in a various way. Peter entered the empty tomb and he was bewildered. The women that were carrying the spices in the account of St. Mark were so frightened that they fled. They fled and they didn't even listen to the command that the angel told them to go to the apostles and tell them what you have seen. They just fled and they kept silent. It's interesting to see that Mary Magdalene and the two disciples, Luke and Clopas, didn't recognize Christ at first, that he had to heal them first, and that there was a way of healing that was personal to them. Mary needed to hear this tender voice from the Lord. And when she heard the voice saying Mary and calling her by name, she understood that this was her Lord. The two disciples that met him on the road, Luke and Clopas, they didn't recognize him until he broke bread with them. It took a special and personal response from the Lord to open their eyes. The sound of his voice, the breaking of the bread, and this is true for us today. That's why this is truly a season of hope, because we understand that the Lord will respond to us in a personal way, that he understands our deep and great needs. He responded to Mary with a voice. He responded to the disciples by breaking bread. He went to Peter after and he told him, "Do you love me?" And he said it three times, as if that was the cure, the healing of Peter's denial of three times. And then he came to Thomas, and he was so intimate with Thomas, and he told him, "You need to touch, and you will be healed." And then Thomas was able to declare and say, "My Lord and my God." What is that something that touched Thomas so deeply to prompt this confession? I think it's, in fact, because of his doubt and his confusion and his fear. Regardless of his doubt and his confusion and his fear, the Lord accepted him. He felt this love and acceptance by the Lord, this unconditional love that caused him to proclaim both that the Lord, that Christ is his Lord and his God. Thomas was deeply wounded by the crucifixion and death, but he was healed. He was healed in that moment by this unconditional love that God gave him, that God offers to every single one of us, and that he offered to all the apostles and all the disciples at the time. It seems most obvious in viewing the Lord's varied response to the reaction of his apostles that he must care deeply for every single person, that every single one of us has a response that the Lord is willing to give to us personally, this healing that you and I need personally. Everybody needs a different type of healing. Everybody is suffering from some sort of fear or loss or anxiety. It's different for everyone, and the response that the Lord will give us will be different because his love is unconditional. C.S. Lewis says that God has an eternity to spend with each one of us alone. Unconditional love. This weekend, our calling is to be open to him, to open all our doubts and confusions and fears, and to allow him to heal our hearts, to let it radiate a healing for all. That is what happened in the upper room. There's a poem that says, "My friends, love is better than anger, hope is better than fear, optimism is better than despair. Do let us be loving, hopeful, and optimistic, and we will change the world. First, we change ourselves, and then we change the world." That's why the church always concentrates on a life of repentance, that you and I have to change the direction of our heart, that we are able to declare after these two declarations, that we are able to say amen. Amen to my Lord and my God. For us to be willing and to accept and wanting healing by God, this unconditional love, wanting a cure, we need to be able to say amen after St. Thomas. St. Thomas said, "My Lord and my God." The healing is real. The call to discipleship is real. The unconditional love of God is real. Heaven is for real. You know, I was with a friend earlier this week, and I want to tell you, like, I was asking him a question. He's a friend of mine that's a priest, and I sat with him, and I was just asking him a couple questions, and all he just looked at me, and he says, he just told me, he goes and say, "Abuna, Father, like, heaven is beautiful, and heaven is for real." That was his statement. It was a very simple statement, but it was a statement of true comfort. St. John Chrysostom says, when you see the unbelief of the disciple, do you consider the loving kindness of the Lord, that he showed himself with his wounds for the sake of a single soul? Unconditional love. Today we are called to be healed. Today we are called to accept this unconditional love. That when St. Thomas says, my Lord and my God, and if I say the words, my Lord and my God, we should all answer, amen. Right? No, you guys weren't listening. We're going to try this again. Oh my goodness. We spend all this time up here and you guys are not listening? Okay. We'll try this again. If I say, my Lord and my God, we all answer, amen. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart. And we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.